And that'll end the
inning. And with
Cubs,
3.5 in the books.
Hit. No runs on one hit.
It's the Vikings, runs. 2, and the Cubs, 1. Vikings coming up to bat here in the fourth, back in 60.
At Elmer's County Market, we're pleased to help support high school sports. Hockey, football, basketball, cheer, wrestling, baseball. We back all our local teams by holding fundraisers, making donations, and supporting this broadcast. Please keep in mind, the money you spend local stays local. Thanks for choosing Elmer's County Market and allowing us to continue to support our community.
Your super duper value store.
Find us on elmersfresh.com, Instagram, and Facebook.
We're the key to buying and selling. G Realty Delta County. Unlock the door to your perfect place. We'll help you find just the right space. Call the experts in realty. You'll get better marketing strategies. We're the key to buying and selling. G Realty Delta County.
So we have a pitching change here at Mike Wallace Field as the Cubs elect to send Trent Turchin to the mound. And he'll replace Mercier, who will go back to third. Short. Gardner will go over to third.
Nice to see Coach Cazola getting a head start over to first base here. Okay. Getting a little bit of a head start this time as Gardner is going to go back to third. Rimkos will stay at second. Looks like Cloutier, he's going to play his third position of the day. He's going to right, so he's the Swiss Army knife today. And, you know, as we always said, right, in Legion, who's here, who's not.
Yep.
And on a Wednesday game, both teams electing to play the pitch count, right, with the weekend coming. So you're going to see a variety of pitchers. And as I said in between, Coach, I didn't think it'd be the cleanest game we've seen all year. There's been a lot of time off, I know, especially on the Norway side.
Yep.
But we haven't seen a lot of strikeouts either.
No. People are putting the ball in play. Turchin looks like he's working on a knuckleball, and he is. I do have good eyes.
Yes, I trust them.
Your first batter will be...
Here's a combination. Carson Moore and a knuckleball.
Carson Moore and a knuckleball, and of course the Vikings leading 2-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. Adrian Mercier fortunate to get out of that bases loaded jam in the last inning, so we'll see if Carson can start it off for the top of the order.
Turchin's first pitch, and it's, I believe, inside. One ball.
Doesn't look like Trent's going to overpower anybody. We'll see what he has in terms of breaking stuff.
And Moore follows the next pitch away, back to the screen right above us. 1-1.
Does look like he has some deception, though, Coach. He's got a real big shoulder turn.
Yep.
Looks like that ball's probably hidden a little bit longer than normal.
Here's a floater.
There's your knuckle.
And outside, ball
and
two.
Knuckle.
Knuckle. I don't know if that was a knuckler or not.
Well,
2-1 on Moore.
What else could it have been?
A fleeter mouse. 3-1 on Moore. As Turchin is attempting to find the strike zone. New mound. Can take some time. Here's the 3-1 pitch. And Moore swings. Low outside pitch. Moore's back foot came up off the ground. Full count. And Moore will slice a ball into right field, and it'll get down. A base hit for Carson Moore. I believe that's his second of the ball game.
Yep, two balls to right field.
Yep.
Yeah. So a good start for the Vikings. We'll see Jacob Duder batting leadoff. He has a walk and a fly out to shallow left field. Mercier making the catch. So definitely a pull hitter. I would expect him to pull the ball here as well.
4-5 throws over to first to keep Moore close. Probably not. Here's Turchin. And first pitch is over. That was an interesting reaction by Duder.
Third base, Gardner is in the grass. I don't think he'll be bunting.
One strike pitch. And this is struck well into center field. Four base hit. Line shot.
Your next batter, shortstop number 4, Ryan Erickson.
The question was Moore going to get to second before Nick Chu got the ball and made a throw to second? He got there in time.
Duder is a center to left field hitter, right? They had him played right. He put a nice line drive up the middle. So Ryan Erickson, as I said, he's 0 for 2 today, but certainly capable, Coach, of gapping one here.
Two on, nobody out. Here's the pitch to Erickson. Strike outside corner.
And Ryan, one of those kids that he can go to any field, comfortable going to that right center gap, and right now there is a huge right center gap.
Moore with a decent lead at second. And here's Erickson's ground ball to shortstop, and Mercier will pick it up, throw it to second, and he gets the force out on Duder, so that leaves runners at first and third with one out, and that'll bring Ortman up. That was not a well-hit ball.
No. And, well, we saw Ryan get to the baseball field today. He was in his work clothes and changed in the dugout. Right? So you don't know what kind of day he had, but...
Ortman is going to be given an intentional pass to load the bases.
Ortman for your next batter.
Carson McClain.
So, Carson McClain.
Interesting with one out.
Yeah, you talk about an insult.
Well, Carson is 0 for 2, flyouts.
We'd rather pitch to you.
Two pop-ups.
First pitch is high, not even near the strike zone.
But you are putting pressure on your pitcher.
Yep, no place to put McClain. One down, bases loaded for the Vikings. And next pitch is in for a strike. 1-1.
I would say the squeeze play is not in play here.
Not with a left-handed batter. Pass ball might be. And there's a knuckle curve, if I read that pitch correctly, in for a strike. 1-2 on McClain.
Well, Carson's job right now is to put the ball in play, preferably not a pop-up.
And there's a pop-up, and it's behind the home plate, and not enough time for Blix to get to it. Right. He hustled over.
Right field playing pretty shallow at the moment. Center field, I would say, playing medium. Left field is up. So if he does hit this ball to the outfield, it'll be interesting to see what Coach McClain decides to do with Carson Moore at third.
So one ball, two strikes on McClain. Bases loaded, one out. Here's a floater. McClain will bounce it right in front of home plate. Blix will tag out Carson Moore as it only went about 8-10 feet down the line. And there's nothing Moore could do about that.
Nope, that was
actually it was a good thing the catcher had to take that, because if it had been any closer to home, he could have stepped on the plate and thrown the first.
Yeah, now you're looking at right a double play scenario. Yep.
So Adams will come up, opportunity to break this game open. Two outs, bases loaded. Vikings on top, 2-1. And here's Adams. Foul ball down the right field line. Hit the pavement and go over to the softball field.
Well, the Cubs have been flirting with danger, Coach. Two straight innings, the bases have been loaded. So far, they've been able to keep the Vikings off the scoreboard, keep the deficit to 2-1 for Escanaba. But we'll see if that changes here.
Good lead at third for Erickson. Here's a knuckleball that gets away.
Yeah, so as a hitter right now, you have to adjust to what you've seen, right? Yep. Turchin is not throwing the ball real hard. The breaking stuff is really, really slow.
2-1 on Adams. And the next pitch, over for a strike. Adams will take a swing at it and misses. Evens the count at 2-2.
Well, you know, that fastball that's hittable, especially when it's up, it just seems like a big beach ball, and you leave the strike zone to try to go get it.
Here's a pitch low and outside. And it's full count.
2-2.
2-2.
I'm curious to see if he goes back to that breaking ball on a 2-2 count.
Everyone's trying to make sure that they're aware of the count, which I wasn't. It's 2-2.
You got to stay back against this kid.
Here's Turchin's pitch. And Adams hits a slow grounder up the middle. Mercier will grab it and touch second base. And that ends the inning. Mercier covered a lot of ground. He actually got that ball about 5 feet from second base. Not hard to play for him. And with four complete innings here at Mike Molly Field in Norway, it's Norway 2 and Escanaba 1. Cubs coming up in the top of the fifth after this 60-second break.
Crafted with pride in the heart of America, Loadmaster refuse trucks aren't just vehicles. They're a testament to American craftsmanship. Made right in Norway, Michigan, these trucks journey nationally, showcasing the spirit of the Upper Peninsula. It's not just about manufacturing. It's about heritage, local pride, and the legacy that travels nationally. Ready to be part of this American story? Join the Loadmaster team and contribute to a tradition that's recognized nationally. Every truck has a story, and every story starts in Norway, Michigan. Loadmaster.
Selena from Iverson's Home Center talks about customer service, delivery, and products.
Our biggest goal is about creating a positive relationship with all of our customers. We can deliver your order whenever or wherever you need, even if it's on a rooftop. We have a wide variety of suppliers, anything you need to build a home. On top of that, we have the largest selection of Milwaukee tools in Delta County. Let us help you build the project of your dreams.
Iverson's Home Center in Gladstone, 428-2351, 428-2351.
Identity defines you.
Since 1931, Remy Battery of Escanaba has been a family-owned power hub for all things battery-related. Concerned your vehicle won't start in the cold? Will your tool or device fire up when you need it? Stay 1 volt ahead. Connect with your local experts in person or online today. They stock a selection of battery options, chargers, cables, and jump starters for car.
And
well, Coach,
Cloutier is the...
Yeah, top of the order for the Cubs, and with only nine players today, right? Can't exactly courtesy run for the catcher when Alex Orban's out there. Maybe you could try to throw Coach Cazola out there, I suppose, as a courtesy runner. I don't know if Escanaba would object to that. What do you think?
I doubt it. So it was Orban who kind of held things up here. He had to get his equipment on. And equipment looks familiar, Coach.
First batter will be Chase Cloutier.
Cloutier now at the plate as we begin the fifth inning. 2-1, Norway on top of Escanaba.
Chase 0-for-1 with a walk and a stolen base.
I believe Moore's working, what, his fourth inning?
This would be, yes.
Yeah.
This would be his fourth.
Normally you don't see him go more than two or three. First pitch is a ball up high. Next one, same spot. 2-0. You start off last inning with a walk. And the Vikings are able to get out of a bases loaded situation. Inside pitch, it's ball three.
Well, you don't want to make a habit of it, of, you know, walking the leadoff batter of any inning, and you certainly don't want to do it at the top of the order.
Living dangerous. Next pitch is strike. So 3-1. On the leadoff batter. Next pitch is low, ball four.
Close.
And Cloutier's on base.
Next batter, number eight.
You know what we haven't seen yet today?
Gardner.
We haven't seen a ball well yet.
No, we haven't seen one squared up real well yet. And second pitch, I believe, last time Cloutier was on first, he went and he had second by a mile.
Yep.
So we'll see if Carson Moore learned anything from that.
Nope. His first pitch to Gardner up high for ball one. That's five straight.
Certainly Eli Gardner can handle a bat.
Five straight balls to start the fifth inning. Moore's pitch inside. 2-0.
Not a bad pitch to go on here, especially with a kid
that can swing it.
Yep.
Not a bad pitch to put runners in motion here, especially 2-1 ball game in the fifth.
2-0, and there he goes. And, well, that takes the mystery out of it as he hits Gardner with the pitch. And now put runners at first and second. Moore looks to the dugout. Coach Affacorn is halfway out, and he'll march to the mound. He goes a little faster than I do.
Time-wise, I think so.
Somebody's taking the sleeve off over there at third base, and that would be Bryce Adams, indicating that maybe he's coming in to pitch. And the organ player plays some intermission-type music.
Well, the conditioner, right? A lot of fields are going to the field conditioner, and it's awesome for moisture control, dirt control, all of that stuff. But one of the downsides is you're going to tear some things up.
Yeah.
And Bryce has a pretty nasty cherry rip in on the inside of his elbow that keeps ripping. So he went with the bandage and a sleeve today to try to get that from reopening. And obviously on the mound, they're going to take that off. And he's not walking into a very easy situation. Runners at first and second. You have Adrian Mercier, certainly capable of handling a bat with runners in scoring position, and Bon LeChance. So we'll see.
Yeah, no,
we'll see how the Vikings deal with this issue, because Escanaba's been dealing with it as well the last couple innings, but they've been able to keep Norway off the board.
No outs, so, you know, strategy-wise, you have Mercier, as you said, he's pretty solid bat. Could sacrifice and get second and third, but you hate to waste one of your better hitters.
Yeah, I think if this was a playoff game, a tournament game, a state tournament game, I definitely think bunt is in play.
Yeah.
Right? Because you got kids that are going to put the ball in play most likely behind him.
New batter.
On a Wednesday friendly, maybe not so much.
Right. Adam.
And Adrian Mercier is definitely a fastball hitter.
Next batter.
Let's see, who do we have at third?
Rig Tig over to third. Okay. Carson Moore to first. And Ryan Erickson playing kind of shallow at short.
Ready to go. You got two out or no outs. First pitch to Mercier is a strike fastball.
It's been a while since Bryce Adams was on a mound. Probably 2.5 weeks.
A big difference here in speed between him and Moore. Next pitch is fastball. Mercier fouls it away, and it should go out of play.
You know, and it's fair to say for some of these kids, right? For a lot of these kids, they're not throwing every day.
Right. Right?
And then you have kids that pitch almost every week, and then you have the other kids that's 2 weeks. And so, I mean, there's some rust there, but still good reps.
0-2, here's a changeup, and it's in the dirt by Adams.
A 50-foot breaking ball, right? You got to show it to him.
It broke down. 1-2 on the batter, Mercier. Here's a fastball. He hits one to third base, and Richtig has a little problem with it. And then he tags the runner, and the ball gets away from him.
See,
boy, he had two opportunities there to get it out at third.
See, and that'll go down as an error. The problem for Mason was he did a nice job not panicking. That ball kind of got into his chest and ate him up.
Yep.
But then he picked the ball up with his glove only and tried to tag instead of bringing his hands together.
And the ball went flying out as soon as he made the tag.
Right.
So that's a miscue.
And this, you got a dangerous kid on the in the box right now. I mean,
LeChance steps in.
If you make a mistake to this kid, he's going to make you pay.
Base is loaded. Got one out on the board? I don't recall that. Here's a ground ball, and coming home with it, and in time.
Yep, he got him.
Is Richtig.
He got him. Not by much, Coach.
Cloutier and Ortman exchange high five after the play.
Yeah.
Ortman had no thought of going to first base.
He didn't have a chance at first.
Well, I don't know. Here in the hen house, there's a big post in my way. So.
No, because that play took a long time to develop. Yeah. They barely got him at home.
Right. So he got one out. Still, bases loaded for the Cubs. Trying to tie this ball game up. Maybe take a lead here. First pitch from Adams is outside low.
And that's where that
air looms large, right? Yep. Because you would right now you'd still be first and second with two outs instead of
one. Rimkos is the batter. Next pitch, low in the dirt outside.
Right, we'd have a totally different scenario here.
No room to put this guy. So
Rimkos has the only RBI of the game for the Cubs in the first inning, and then he flew out to right field, deep, I believe.
2-0. Here's Adams. Ball three. And all three of them are outside.
Yep, so he's got a course correct here really quickly because there's no more room.
A walk here would tie the ball game. And there's the walk. All four pitches to Rimkos were outside.
Consistent.
Yep.
Your next batter.
As one coach that I know would say to the young man, figure it out.
Figure it out.
So Blix comes up. He's going to figure it out because Blix is a lefty. And if he throws four pitches where he just did, he's going to hit Blix.
Blix is one for two.